A senior UN official says the United Nations will seek between $600 and $700 million for reconstruction projects in Liberia at a donors' conference to be held next month in New York. A detailed recovery plan will be presented to international donors at that time. The Liberia Reconstruction Conference, which takes place February 5th and 6th, will be opened by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. The UN coordinator for the conference, David Nabarro, says Liberia has a good chance of getting what it needs to recover from 20 years of war because it has powerful support from the United States, the European Union, and other important countries. He says the recovery plan is linked to the political process.
The two-year transition period in which we prepare for democratic elections at the end of 2005 is about transforming what's going on in Liberia from bitter warfare to the rule of law, from economic collapse to recovery, from a timber industry that cannot work because of timber sanctions to managed forestry programs.
Dr. Nabarro is an assistant director general of the World Health Organization. He calls Liberia a failed state and says it will need the help of the international community to establish the rule of law, root out corruption, and restore basic services. He says the health, education, and water systems have completely collapsed, and money from the pledging conference will need to be spent immediately on getting hospitals, schools, and water supplies up and running. He says Liberians themselves should carry out the reconstruction program.
The best way to do the reconstruction in a country like Liberia, whether it's building houses, building roads, even rehabilitating timber factories, is to use local construction capacity rather than to get outsiders in. This will be a radical difference from Iraq, where there's been an emphasis on using outsiders. And our whole business is going to be using local construction capacity, local building material setups and so on. And that's why I mentioned at the end that it will be very much a community development focused reconstruction.
He says because of close links among West African countries, recovery in Liberia will affect the stability of its neighbors. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.